with Capital, says he, hopefully going into the next record, as we've been talking far too much, is the fact of regards music does the talking, nothing else.
True.
And it's only because it's the last night and we've literally got 37 minutes left of broadcasting time that we're all waffling far too much. And Connor, will you for God's sake put the next record on?
Okay, well, we're going to be sitting in rooms by ourselves for the next few days, talking into microphones probably. Withdrawal symptoms, Tony, that's what it's called.
Yeah, I could think of something worse to describe, but I'm not going to.
Something happens and a track taken from the live LP. Absolute mayhem here.
Right, it's getting all very confusing here.
Well, we're talking about 33 minutes something left, are we?
33 minutes left. John, are you down there inside? You're only over on the phone connection here at the moment.
Oh, are you? Sorry. I'm still here.
You're still there. Are we down live insides again, yeah?
Yeah.
We are down, yeah. Right, how's everything going down insides? You mean there are people there? Yeah. Well, I reckon we should play them something which is a personal favourite of mine. It's the only indoctrination I'm doing for the night. But it's a song from a band called... I'm not allowed to speak now.
No, you're not. Our DJs can't get in.
Yeah, there's a major problem at the moment. How many people down there are waiting for Matt Dempsey?
He can't get in.
There seems to be a few people waiting for Matt Dempsey. Now, I reckon that something should be done about that, because poor old Matt has been down there and he can't actually get in because there's so many people there.
Okay, look, I'll try and talk to Tony. We'll leave that with me.
Yeah, somebody from Sides, I hope, was going to help us out.
You know?
Somebody from Sides should help us out, I think, fairly soon.
Right, okay.
Okay, this next piece of music is from a band from America called Faith No More. And I think they like that as well. I tell you, this is the message from us in Capital to all the people down there. We care a lot.
We care a lot.
That's We Care A Lot. And we're left with just Killian, Tony and myself, Connor in the studio here. Who have you got down there, John?
Well, I think there's a few people who are going to come down and try and get in.
Yeah, yeah, Matt's,
we've
Matt's
we've sent
off.
Matt Dempsey for all the girls who are waiting for Matt Dempsey. He's on his way, okay?
Okay.
Right, right, John, you've got something to tell us.
That's right, I have a letter here from some very special people. Who I have to read out. sorry, I'm getting a bit hassled here. I have a letter here from none other than you two. Who want to wish us the best, and they sent us a short poem. It says, the day the music died, just to say that I was madly, sadly, as I tie my shoes, I listen gladly. Capital dreamt out my blues. 6 a.m, everything at stake. Rock and roll radio stations kept me awake. Alive, alive, oh, etc. Big businessmen, big bullies in the year of the millennium. Remember, Elvis is alive, you's dead. Fine, Bono, The Edge, Larry and Adam. That's a nice gesture, I think.
I think that really speaks for itself, doesn't it?
Can I have the light there for a second?
Who is this guy?
Yeah, hold on. Right, okay. What are you going to do now?
We were just commenting on the fact that that was very touching from you too, and fair play to them. More power to them, Tony. What do you say?
Oh, yeah, like, I mean, what can I say? I mean, I haven't played them for years in the air, but everybody else does.
But guess what? We're going to play them now. This is Gloria from you too.
Okay, thank you.
I try to see.
Right, okay, I think we've lost our link with sides for a few minutes, so we're back to just the people listening at home, and a special hello to you, especially if you've been with us the last 5.5 years, or even if you haven't, if you've been with us at all, many thanks for everything you, I suppose, have done for us. Very nice, that letter from you too, and obviously the pioneering Irish band. Some people may criticise you too, some people may even not like Rattle and Hum and all the rest of it, but the reason why there are A&R men in Dublin today, and the reason why there are so many recording studios, etc., it's because of you too. That other voice in the studio, by the way,
Killian. Facts speak for themselves. Before you two came on the scene, there was one rehearsal studio, half a studio, and there's 24 studios or so, 36 track studios, and hundreds of rehearsal studios.
I'm sure there's somebody dying to ring us from out there who can't at the moment because our lines are so busy, but they're dying to tell us, please don't talk too much, because play some more good music before we close. But just before we do play the next thing, which is also Irish and on the subject of what we're talking about there with you two, any tips for 1989 for bands that you reckon up and coming?
Well, I must say, from a pop point of view, I think Missing Link will undoubtedly hit chart success. They're the first band ever, pop band, to make a serious bash at the market, and I can't see them failing.
Themselves and the Big Noise, has to be said.
No, I don't think the Big Noise have it. I think they're too cabaret. Demo bands, I think Power Dreams are probably the best demo band in Ireland at the moment.
Four Men as well.
The Four Men are excellent
as
well.
And the other crowd, who came number one, Tony's chart. They were very good as well, of course.
The Outpatients,
Yeah. There's a number of good bands, and I mean, they won't necessarily have the same airplay because we probably won't be around.
Well, it'll be very interesting to see. Very interesting to see, Conor.
Well, we wish certainly all the bands and anybody associated with bands all the very best. A lot of bands in the past from, I know it's very hard to think of them on the spur of the moment, but we've had Light a Big Fire, who are about to play, The Slowest Clock have played for us before. All the
Partisans,
bands have played Thursday night.
A House, Guernica, Something Happens.
And I'm sure there are people left out of that, and they all played very well, and most of the bands have been very supportive to Capital Radio.
We should actually thank them now for that.
Yeah.
And because without them, Capital Radio would be a merely a station that plays alternative music from foreign and English and wherever you have it.
Well, as somebody said, like, I mean, you know, if it wasn't for them producing the music, there would be no reason to be for, like, stations.
Oh, we'd be just like...
Or any other stations.
Nothing.
I mean, the difference between ourselves and the hot hit stations are that we sort of give birth, if you like, to bands or help bands find their feet. But having said that, I mean, when they do find their feet, the bigger stations play them. And I think if it wasn't for the bands producing them,
firstly... the only two Irish bands ever played by the hot hits format stations are Hot House Flowers and U2. And recently, of course, Enya. But besides that,
this one here, though, has to go down as one of the greatest.
It's the best live song I've ever heard, anyway.
Very good Irish stuff. It's a shame that they had problems with lead singer, etc., when he left. But anyway, this is Light a Big Fire, one of the classics, Mr. Twilight.
Handing out leaflets, thinking they're handing out leaflets, handing out nothing, handing out their hands, wanting to take their fingers. Excuse me, I have too many fingers from my hand, I don't know what to do with it. I cannot dial a telephone, I cannot write a letter, I cannot work the television. I am cut off from all communication, but these people are totally fucking crazy. Don't listen to them, the real people are talking about the historical, colourful, fanatical, fantastical, celebration, tribal, gyroscopical, musical, ambulatory, maledictory, pig bitten, skin beaten, boom boom, big laugh on the drums, belly sides, feeders whipping in a frenzy like the thin tails of blood dogs that scent the hair and sniff the slaughter that was and will be on the green grassy slopes. Pam's blood striped from the beaters' lacerations, and the old victory trundled out and mashed into the new crop. We'll be right back.
his voice. I don't wanna see his face, 'cause he's Mr. Twilight. Oh, Mr. Twilight. And he says, guys with sunglasses in the middle of the night, they're checking out the merchandise. Look at the way she walks. Hey, what are you looking at? Are you looking at me? You and I are looking at you, man. We are all under surveillance. Care. I look under my bed and I comb through my hair. I'll just have to go out and walk around the streets tonight and search for the man that they call Mr. Twilight. For hours trying
Right. John.
Are you on now?
Yes, we're on now. Very much on. How are things there, John, in Sides?
Hello, sorry. Hello.
Say hello to me, John.
Hello.
Speak to me. Okay, fair enough. None of us are crying here because we're all much too busy, even though we've only got 12 and a half minutes left, okay? But I want to take this opportunity now from myself and... Hello?
Hello, yes.
Yes, please try to understand us before one of us dies, okay? I want to take this opportunity, John, just myself and Tony here, as we are the people on the air, to thank all the DJs in Capital who've worked so hard over the past few years, and we'll read a quick list if that's okay. Thanks to Mike Reed.
I have Matt Dempsey here right beside
me. Matt, how are you?
Not too bad, Connor. How are you?
Did
that's
you make
Tony.
It? That's Tony, you fool.
Sorry, Tony. Also,
look, are you going to slag me again as usual, are you?
What?
Are you going to slag me?
Would I? This
yeah, you bloody would, no.
Yes, and Mary Coughlin hasn't been seen since.
Tony
has, just about.
Don't worry about that, everybody. I'm open to offers later on.
Matt, you just ruined a very beautiful moment. I was about to thank you, so you're off the list, okay? Great.
Did you get that? Thank God for that. Will you make sure we get in later on, will you?
I'll do my best, Tony.
Were you mobbed by the Megastars? John, can I continue this list of thank yous before we're actually shut down by the,
yes, sorry,
the Department of Whoever? Okay.
Go on.
Thanks to Mike Reed, okay? To Tom Hayes, Killian Ford, Connor Daly, Dr. Night Dub, obviously Tony here as well, Neil Hayes, Matt Dempsey, who's there, Stephen Shaw, Ian O'Doherty, Eileen, Jason Doyle, Paul Addison, Dave Paul, Kira as well for helping out in the background, Kevin Kennedy, and Connor O'Neill, the driver. Not to mention myself, but there you go.
And can I thank also to Neil, Niall, who used to produce my programme on Sundays as well.
You can.
I just have.
Well done.
What about
okay.
Jerry McGarry? Remember Jerry McGarry?
I remember Jerry, yeah.
Yeah, well, thank Jerry as well.
He's gone to Italy now, is he?
What?
He's gone to Italy
or somewhere strange, yeah.
Hello, Sligo or Italy, one of those two.
Listen, John, I reckon,
as the other.
I reckon all the people down there are looking for some music, okay? Now, yeah. Myself and Tony are really into this record.
Listen, Connor, do you want to stay live until 12?
We do. That's John, we told you a few minutes ago we did, okay?
Fine, I'm a bit slow, Connor.
I know. We've been trying to say that for 4 years. Okay, so we're going to play the alarm. Myself and Tony are really into this record, but we're very old, so I don't know if the people down there will like it as much as we do. Tony, procrastinate on this as you do with every record.
Procrastinate away. This is music from The Alarm, a band from Rhyl in North Wales, and 68 Guns.
And now they're trying to take my life away.
but they don't make the city beat. They're making all the action stars. A long time ago they were pirates, beaming away from the sea. Now the station is silent, cause they ain't got golden license. They wanna tell your problem, falling from your basic room. And my imagination, and I can see it all now. The drummer's in the box office, and he's counting all the money.
That's Capital Radio by The Clash. Tony, you wanted to play that one, I suppose.
Yeah, that was a desperate thing for me. I wanted to play that particular piece of music. There's
you
a few
are a
lyrics
desperate
in that.
Thing.
I know I'm a desperate thing, but that particular piece of music there has an awful lot to say about the state of life, the universe, and everything as regards radio. And that one, well, it could have been written for us, I think.
I reckon we've got about, you know, just under 2 minutes left.
Well, we've got 3.5 minutes as far as I can work out. I think we should say goodbye now and
play
a piece of music.
We should. What can we say? It's been a great 5.5 years.
5.5 years for both of us, Connor.
I've certainly enjoyed working with you, Tony, and with everybody else associated with the station.
I think it's been probably the most fulfilling experience I've ever had in my life, and I can say that quite honestly.
Stop talking about Mary Coughlin. She's a red herring. No, she's not. Well, she looks like her.
I can't. I actually can't hear. That's Dempsey again. Tell him I'm going to kick him.
Yeah, we're trying to be tired and emotional here, not to put a pun on it. But anyway.
Yeah, no, it's getting all too out of hand. I reckon we should play this next piece of music, Connor, and say our goodbyes.
All we can say at this stage is thanks to everybody, and I reckon that this band sum up just about everything for us anyway at this stage.
I think it does. This is a house, and I'll always be grateful.
Laughter and tears, self-denial, you've
And now we come to the end of 5.5 years broadcasting on Capital Radio, and we would like to take this opportunity to thank everybody who has helped us in any way. We would like to thank the following people. First and foremost, everybody who has worked for Capital Radio on and off air in the past 5.5 years, and also to the following people. Oliver Walsh from Solid Records, the staff and people at McGonagall's Nightclub South Ann Street, the Quins, and also to all our advertisers, and especially all Irish bands who have contributed to Capital Radio, both large and small. Capital Radio will continue to run the alternative night at McGonagall's in the new year, and the personnel involved will be very active in promoting the abundance of talented Irish bands that are flourishing at the moment in Dublin today, as has always been the policy of the station. And finally, we would like to thank you, the listeners, for your ever-present support over the past 5.5 years. Without you, we could all not have provided the type of alternative radio station that Dublin has needed. And now, to you, the listeners and supporters of Capital Radio, we would like, on behalf of everyone at the station, to wish everybody a happy new year and all good wishes for 1989. We sincerely hope that we will be talking to you once again in 1989. This is Capital Radio, shutting down its transmitters and closing down. The time is now 12 o'clock.